selling of defective items separately. It is narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed by a person who was selling grains in the marketplace. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hand into the heap and realized that this person was deceiving people, as the inner grains were not as good as the outer ones. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "He who deceives us is not one of us." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter instructed him to sell each quality of grain separately. Note that inferior and superior qualities of goods should not be mixed, as this leads to deception. If sold separately, there will be no harm. Selling and attaching conditions as well. Sayyidina Amir ibn Shu'ayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from enacting a transaction and applying condition in one's favor as well. Note, an example of the above hadith is that in the case of a person who sells a home and he makes a condition that he will live in the home for a month after the sale has been finalized, or he imposes upon the buyer to rent the home to him, etc. Two transactions in one. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from conducting two transactions in one. Note, the example of the above hadith is that where Zayd sells a horse to Khalid, so that Khalid sells his goat to Zayd. This means that both transactions should be done individually. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.